broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, 15 minutes past the hour. It is a Monday, March the 21st, 2022, first day of spring, 2022. First full day of spring is what we'll say. All right, do want to get some housekeeping done here. Want to remind everybody that the Skywarn Storm Spotter Training will be going on Thursday, March the 24th, this Thursday, at the Marion County Sheriff's Office in the Harding Room, 6 p.m., learn about hazardous weather and severe storms, become a certified NWS weather spotter. The training is free and open to everyone. This coming Thursday, March the 24th, 6 p.m. start time, Marion County Sheriff's Office in the Harding Room, Skywarn Storm Spotter Training. Definitely worth it. All right. Trivia question still on the table here this morning. What year was the first English language American newspaper published? Now, it was in Boston. Now, the name was Boston's Public Occurrences, both foreign and domestic. That was the name of the first American newspaper. Boston's Public Occurrences, both foreign and domestic. Now, does anybody know what year that newspaper was published? The first newspaper. If you come within 50 years, I'll give it to you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you said the first paper that was printed in America, right?
Yeah, it is the first English language.
America was 1776. So it had to have been after 1776 for it to be America. If it was before 1776, it would just been the Boston colonies. English.
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, I don't know, because would they have considered this area to be...
We all spoke the same language, basically, you know.
Right, and it's the English language, but they're calling it an American newspaper. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen after that, but this might be the first newspaper that was published in what became America.
Well, that might be what they mean.
It could be.
That's why when I guess 1790, you know, you said 50 years either way, you know, it... If it was lower, it was before it became America. If it was later, it was after. Right?
Well, and it also could be, if it was published before and was still being published in 1776, you know, I think it would still be an American newspaper, even though it had started much earlier.
That's possible.
So that could be.
So I'll say 1690.
You know what? It was 1691.
Wow, I was close. Then,
you were only one off on that one. 1691, and I'm guessing, I can only guess, because in 1691 we would not have been America, but this newspaper, Boston's Public Occurrences, both foreign and domestic, was probably still up and running in 1776. So that's why it's the first American newspaper.
I wonder how press looked back in. If it was just letters set up in a plate and they put a piece of paper over top of it and wrote it, or if they had a machine that...
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting. They spell public, P-U-B-L-I-C-K, and they spell domestic, D-O-M-E-S-T-I-C-K, which is not how we spell those.
No. I wonder if that's how they spell it over in England still.
You know, it could be. It could be, because
there is a few differences in things like that, the way the English like to do it.
Well, we certainly still would have been an English colony in 1691, so maybe that's where that all derives from.
Well, that amazes me. I didn't figure it'd be that early.
Hey, you got it, though. Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
1691, the first English-language American newspaper was published. All right, another question here. The second American newspaper also came out of Boston. What was it called? The second American newspaper came out of Boston. What was it called? 740-751-4038. And I'll give you another one here. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another public service job. What profession did they come from? Now think about that. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another job dealing with the public. What profession did they come from? What profession did these newspaper publishers come from in the early days? It was another job that had to do with dealing with the public. 740-751-4038. Another question. The second American newspaper came out of Boston. What was it called? Well, both of the... I guess number one and number two newspaper in this country both came out of Boston. They must have been very well informed in Boston. What was it called? What was the second newspaper, also out of Boston, called? 740-751-4038. Does anybody know where most newspaper publishers came from? It was another profession that had to do with dealing with the public. And it still exists today. Where did those newspaper publishers come from? What profession? 740-751-4038. And I'll throw one more question at you here. Get you really thinking this morning. Ben Franklin is famous for his involvement in the early newspaper business. Among his accolades is publishing the first American newspaper in what language? How about that? Did you know American newspapers were published in other languages other than English? Ben Franklin is famous for his involvement in early newspapers. Among his accolades is publishing the first American newspaper in what language? What language did Ben Franklin publish a newspaper in? What profession did newspaper publishers come from? It's another profession that has to deal with the public. And what was the second newspaper in America called? It also came from Boston. So those are three questions for you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? All right. Well, we have another interesting story here. This is from Wellington, New Zealand. When is a potato not a potato? When it's a tuber of a gourd, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. No potato for New Zealand's couple. Apparently, a New Zealand couple found what they thought was a record-breaking Guinness World Record potato. Turns out it's a tuber of a gourd. So not a potato. And there is a picture of it here. It looks kind of like a deformed potato, but it's not a potato. So there you are. Let's see. Here's another interesting one. This one from Maine. There's an island of misfit toys in the popular holiday classic. Now, there's an island of unwanted and banned books, too. The tiny library in Manticus Island, 22 miles off the main coast, is on a mission to fill its shelves with books that have fallen out of favor elsewhere. A main island library wants to ban books. What is with the banning of books? I don't understand this. I don't even know how you ban a book with the internet and Amazon. Anyway, back to our trivia. Little fun story for you there. Couple fun stories. 26 minutes past the hour. First day of spring, March 21st, 2022. 44 degrees and sunny. What was the name of the second American newspaper? Published in Boston, just like the first. 740-751-4038. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another public service job. What profession did they come from? What profession did those early American publishers come from? Ben Franklin is famous for his involvement in the early newspaper business. Among his accolades is publishing the first American newspaper in what language? What language did Ben Franklin publish an American newspaper in? See, I couldn't go get my large diet soda this morning because I have no car. If you're just tuning in, I sent my car to the garage to get new brake pads on Thursday, and it did not come back on Friday. And the shop was closed on Saturday and Sunday. So now we are here on Monday, still waiting for the car. 740-751-4038. People having a difficult time with the trivia this morning. Okay, I tell you what. I do have a Family Feud question here about newspapers. Maybe we'll give this a try and see how this goes. Now, there are only four answers here. Let's see here. What is the category? Tell me a place in the newspaper where you wouldn't want to see your name. Would not want to see your name. Four answers on the board. Tell me a place in the newspaper where you would not want to see your name. Family Feud style here. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. Four answers. A place in the newspaper you would not want to see your name. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. You know, there are probably more than just four places where you would not want to see your name. But we'll go with it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I would say the obituary.
Obituary's number one answer. You got it. Thank you.
Who's working on your car, Scott?
Is it B&M over on Center Street?
They gave you an estimate?
They did. It was a nice deal on the brake pads. I don't know if it's the same for everybody, but it was a fair deal.
No, that's good.
Yeah, so give them a try if you have something you need going on.
Well, hopefully when you give it back, you don't have no major surprises.
Yeah, when I get it back, I'll let you know how it's running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, a name in the newspaper where you would, or a place in the newspaper you would not want to see your name. Go ahead, caller.
Once again, Scott, I wouldn't want to be in the obituaries.
Obituaries was number one.
Now, I mean, if your name was really common, like John Smith, you might see a different John Smith, and hopefully it wouldn't be you.
Lee beat you to that one.
Yeah, I mean, some people might say the marriage announcements, so that's kind of a comical answer. But, okay, I gave my country. I didn't think that would be number one, but a comical answer might be marriage announcements. Don't let me know if it's there. Let someone else answer it.
All right, we'll see.
I was giggling when I thought about that.
All right, thank you. All right, a place in the newspaper you would not want to see your name. Go ahead, caller.
How about the police report?
Police report, yes. The crime log is number three. Hey, can you hear the callers okay this morning?
Yes, I can hear them fine, and I'm going to cross A, number one, okay.
All right, so we got the right system here now.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
You almost sound like you're back in the studio.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. Crime log number three. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A place in the newspaper you would not want to see your name. The obituaries are number one. The crime log is number three. Still two left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
I don't think I'd want my name in the divorces.
You know, divorce, do they still publish the divorces in the newspaper?
They used to. I don't know anymore.
Now, does that fall in the court log, the crime log?
It's not a crime. Well, it could be considered a crime, depending on who you marry.
On who you marry. You got it. Hey, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Not the divorce section of the paper. I don't even know if they print that anymore. Do they print? I know they don't print baby announcements because I think that's a HIPAA thing, unless the parents are okay with it. A place in the newspaper you would not want to see your name published. Go ahead, caller.
I wouldn't want my name on the front page.
Front page is number two. You've got it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. You know, the front page one is kind of shocking to me because what if you did something good and you made the front page? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
The foreclosures.
You know, that might be considered the crime log, court log, because it's not here on the list. But you're right. You wouldn't want to be in the foreclosures. Thank you. Go ahead, caller.
It's a boring answer. How about bankruptcies? That's a dumb answer, but it might be there.
I think that's probably in the crime court log.
Well, bankruptcy is not a crime. I mean, it's a civil proceeding like a divorce.
Right, but I think the crime and court log is together in the newspaper.
Okay, so that would all... Okay, that's what I could think of. I'm still racking my brain. We're on a bit of a delay because I'm listening on Alexa, and I didn't hear Lee until about 2 minutes after I called. Usually it's about 10 seconds.
So how do we sound this morning?
you sound crystal clear, better than the studio. I mean, it sounds like you're right in the room talking to me. Honestly, you sound better than you do in person. I think the acoustics are just good.
Now, what about the
Alexa in my home office area? And I don't know, maybe the sound, the way I set it up, is good. The callers are fine.
Callers are good. You can hear them clear as a bell.
Yeah, now I'm hearing, I have it on low volume, so it won't interfere, but I can monitor it. I just heard the beginning of my call. It's crystal clear. It doesn't even sound like I'm on the phone. It sounds better.
Well, I worked on it this weekend, so hopefully this is good.
Yeah. Whatever you did, it sounds, WLW, eat your heart out. We sound better than they do.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
See you later, Scott.
All right. We still have an answer left here. A place in the newspaper where you would not want to see your name. Go ahead, caller.
How about the health department for restaurants?
You know that you certainly would not want to see your name there. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
Not the health department list, but that has become a scourge for people. You don't want to be, certainly if you are a restaurant owner, you don't want to be on the health department list. Go ahead, caller.
About property taxes.
I don't know if that's in the court log, too. It might be.
Well, I know they used to publish a page, one whole page of it.
Yeah, I don't. It's not on the list, but you certainly would not want to be there if you owed those property taxes, although nobody in Marion seems to pay them anyway because it's the same people over and over, so there you go.
Right.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about sheriff's sale?
No sheriff. Now, see, I don't know. Is that in the court log?
No.
No? Not on the list.
Nope. Well, all right. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not the sheriff's sale. 36 minutes past the hour. Where would you not want to see your name in the newspaper? We've got obituaries, front page, crime log, court log, which they considered to be the same thing, and one answer left. Where would you not want to see your name in the newspaper? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about drugs?
No, I think that's probably in the crime log.
Okay.
No drug issues. Probably falls in the crime log, I would imagine. Place in the newspaper you would not want to see your name. Obituaries, front page, crime log are what we have for the first three answers. There is still one remaining. What other part of the newspaper would you not want to see your name? 37 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
How about if you murdered somebody?
Probably in the crime log.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Probably falls in the crime log if you murdered somebody. But the first answer is a little off to me because if your name's in the obituaries, you're probably not looking at the paper that particular day. That's one thing you never get to see in the paper. You never get to see your obituary. 37 minutes past the hour. Where in the newspaper would you not want to see your name? All right, let's take another call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I'd say classified. Everything's beginning in the crime log. Because how many things is there left in the paper?
Classifieds are fourth on the list. That was the last thing. Now, what would be the shame in having your name in the classified?
Well, I don't know, unless you're trying to sell yourself or something. I might.
Well, is that where, it's not that, I don't think they do that anymore, looking for dates. Was that in the classifieds?
Yeah, a lot of times that has been in classified in papers and stuff like that. I've seen them.
I know there used
that
to be a
paper used to have a section on there.
Well, I know that
they advertise single dances or something like that.
Yeah, well, maybe that was the I know that's pretty well gone by the wayside with online dating, but I remember when people used to put in the newspaper looking for somebody, blah, 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 blah.
With classified section, it used to be a big section.
Not very big anymore.
No.
No. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, it is the classified section. So, the four areas of the newspaper you would not want to see your name in: the obituaries, the front page, the crime log, and the classifieds. 39 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Now, newspaper trivia. We're good at the Family Feud, but we don't know our newspaper trivia. The second American newspaper came out of Boston. What was it called? We know that the first American newspaper also came out of Boston. What was the second one called? Some of the earliest newspaper publishers had another public service job. What profession did they come from? Where did they come from? What public service job, basically, is the question. Now, this job still exists that they came from. What job were the early newspaper publishers doing before they became publishers? Jobs still exist. Does anybody know what it is? All righty. Well, we lost that call. If that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. Also, Ben Franklin is famous for his involvement in early newspapers. Among his accolades is publishing the first American newspaper in what language? What language did Ben Franklin publish an early American newspaper in? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Piglin.
Well, no. I don't know if Ben Franklin spoke Pig Latin.
It was just off the top of my head, Scott.
Not bad. How are things sounding this morning?
Oh, it's. I mean, it's uptown. It's good. Yeah,
good. Good. Callers can hear. You can hear me. We can all hear each other. It's good.
Everything. Yes.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Well, if that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour here. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10:15 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 p.m. today. 740-751-4038. Let's see if this person's got the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I would say that was French he published it in.
You know, it's not French, but that's a good guess.
I figure that was probably the most popular back then. So it's meant to be Spanish.
Well, and he spent a lot of time in France, so it's a good guess, but not the answer.
I hate to hog the phone lines up, but not too many people are calling.
You know, I don't know where people are this morning. It's, it's one of those clear, sunny days, and I know that a lot of people are on spring break right now, too.
Yeah, so I figure if nobody else is going to call,
Calling.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, I believe the River Valley School District is on spring break. I don't know if Marion City is on spring break yet. Does anybody know when Marion City takes their spring break? 740-751-4038. What language did Ben Franklin publish an early American newspaper in? Was not Pig Latin and was not French. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another public service job. What profession did they come from? Now, we have not had any guesses on this one yet. Does anybody know what profession the early American publishers came from? It's a position that deals with the public. It's still around today. No guesses on that one. Go ahead, caller.
English?
No, he didn't do the first English one.
Okay.
not English. Ben Franklin published an early American newspaper in what language? And he was the first to do it in this language. 740-751-4038. Where did some of the early American newspaper publishers come from? What profession? It's a profession that is also dealing with the public. And this profession is still around. Nobody's guessed on this one yet. 740-751-4038. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
This had been German.
German. Yes, it was German. He published. Now, I wonder why German. I don't know why he would have published that in German.
But I know a lot of people spoke it.
Yeah, well, that might have been it. You might have it right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Yes, it was German. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Well, we lost that caller. 740-751-4038. Now, somebody's probably going to have to Google our first question here, the second American newspaper that came out of Boston. Go ahead, caller.
Lawyer?
No, they were not lawyers, but that's a good guess.
Just let me keep going. What about a preacher?
A preacher? No, not a preacher. Got any more?
Not any farmer?
Not a farmer.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, bye-bye. Nope. Good professional guesses, though. See, that's all we need is guesses here. What profession did the early American publishers come from? Now, it's a profession that deals with the public, and it's still around today. 740-751-4038. All right, let's take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Telegraph operators?
Not telegraph operators.
Thank you.
No telegraph operators. Maybe this person has the answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about a banker?
Not a banker, but that's a good one. How you doing, Phyllis?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. We coming through okay?
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful.
Good.
It's better than it was when you were in...
I might never come back to the studio.
You have to so I can get you your goodies.
That's true. That's true. I'll come back for that alone. You've got it. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Go ahead, caller.
How about just a regular old salesman?
Not a salesman. Salesman's not a bad guess. All right. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Librarian?
Not a librarian. People must have gotten done what they were doing this morning now. They're back with us. All right. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another public service job. What profession did they come from? Go ahead, caller.
The grocery store person?
Nope. No grocers. Go ahead, caller.
A politician?
Not a politician. Not a politician. 48 minutes past the hour, 45 degrees and sunny here in Marion. 740-751-4038. The second American newspaper also came from Boston. What was it called? Does anybody know that one? Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another public service job. What was it? The job's still around today. Go ahead, caller.
About a minister.
Not a minister. Good guess. Not a minister. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another public service job.
What profession did they come from?
Go ahead, caller.
About a mortician.
Not a mortician.
Not a mortician. All right, here comes another call. Let's see what it is.
Go ahead, caller.
Sheriff.
Not a sheriff.
Not a sheriff. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers had another public service job. What was it?
Go ahead, caller.
How about a druggist?
Not a pharmacist.
Not a druggist or a pharmacist. Where did these early newspaper publishers come from?
Go ahead, caller.
Barber.
Not a barber.
Not a barber. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another public service job. Where did they come from? Another job that deals with the public, and this position is still around today. 740-751-4038. 45 degrees and sunny. 50 minutes past the hour here. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp at 10:15 and Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:15.
Go ahead, caller.
A tax collector?
Not a tax collector.
Not a tax collector. Where did these early newspaper publishers come from? What were they doing at the time? 51 minutes past the hour.
Go ahead, caller.
About a banker.
Not a banker, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not a banker, but that's a good guess as well. All righty here.
Go ahead, caller.
Judge.
Not a judge, but that's a good one. Go ahead, caller.
What about, were owners of a saloon or a bar?
Not a bartender or a saloon owner.
Okay.
No bartenders or saloon owners. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
Pony Express?
Not the Pony Express, but you're close.
Mailman.
Well, not the mailmen.
Okay.
You're close, though.
Not the Pony Express and not the mailmen, but that's close. 52 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Some of the earliest newspaper publishers also had another public service job. What profession did they come from? 740-751-4038. Maybe this person's got it.
Go ahead, caller.
The postmaster?
The postmaster. Now, why do you think the newspaper people, the early publishers, came from the postmaster job?
Well, because they distributed. They distributed mail and things like that. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was. I think they knew people's addresses, and for delivery and things of that nature, that's probably why they came from that profession. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
All righty.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Oh, we lost that caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
So what about the Postmaster General?
Yeah, the Postmaster is the answer.
Oh, okay, cool.
Thank you.
Postmaster is the answer. 53 minutes past the hour here. Okay. So we got that one. We still don't know what the second American newspaper was. It's from Boston. Okay, here's another one. Which of the founding fathers said this? Now, this is a quote from one of our founding fathers. Were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter. So, which of the founding fathers wanted a newspaper without a government? And it was one of the founding fathers who said this. 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour. Who said, were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or a newspaper without government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter. Go ahead, caller.
The New Jersey Journal.
Let's see here if it was the New Jersey Journal. No, not the New Jersey Journal. It was a Boston newspaper.
Oh.
Okay. The second American newspaper came from Boston. What was its name? Now, somebody's probably going to have to Google that one. But you wouldn't have to Google this one. Which founding father had the famous quote saying they would prefer newspapers without a government? Now, this is somebody who helped set up our government, a founding father. Who said that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 55 and a half minutes past the hour here. First day of spring, 2022. Okay, we'll get one more question going here. We've had three going all morning. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteed Americans the right to a free press. What year was it ratified? Does anybody know that? All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
You know, it sounds like something Alexander Hamilton would say.
You know, that's a good guess. Kind of a radical thing, but it wasn't Alexander Hamilton.
Okay.
Not Alexander Hamilton. How about that?
But I would say Alexander Hamilton probably was the most radical of the founding fathers. Which of the founding fathers said they would rather have newspapers without a government? Who would have said that? One of the people who set up our government. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The other question here, the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteed Americans the right to a free press. What year was this ratified? If you get within 10 years, I'll give it to you. What year was that amendment, the First Amendment, that part of the First Amendment, ratified? The second American newspaper also came from Boston. What was it called? Now, are some people out there Googling that? The second American newspaper? 57 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 45 degrees and sunny here in Marion. Don't forget the Sky Warm Storm Spotter Training this Thursday, March the 24th, Marion County Sheriff's Office in the Harding Room, 6 p.m. start time. Learn about hazardous weather and severe storms. Become a certified NWS weather spotter. Training is free, open to everyone, 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Go ahead, caller.
1791.
1791, that I believe is correct on when that was ratified. Yes, you've got it right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteed Americans the right to a free press, and that was ratified in 1791. And the press and the country have never been the same since. All right. Which founding father said they would rather have newspapers without a government? You know, founding father's an interesting term because I wonder, I mean, Alexander Hamilton's the only guest we've had, and he obviously is a founding father. But who are considered the founding fathers? I mean, there are some names that are definitely founding fathers, but, you know, I don't know who falls into that category. All right. What founding father said they would rather have newspapers without a government? 59 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Under a minute to go. Is anybody going to get this answer? Or tell me the second American newspaper, which was also published in Boston. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson said that. Can you believe that? One of our former presidents, the man who gets credit for writing the Declaration of Independence, said he would rather have newspapers without a government.
How about that? Isn't that interesting? All right, about 20 seconds left. Does anybody know that second newspaper published in Boston? Second American newspaper published in Boston? I guess not. I guess we'll have to save that for tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're in tune with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Yay! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH